It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Saturday closest to Halloween is always a better night than Halloween.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Tuesday is going to be 40 degrees or something, and dark at 3 o'clock.
It's Mike Shope.
As the kids wander out into the streets, you know, undoubtedly all to get sick from how cold it is.
And the Bulldog.
Slipping on all my wet leaves that I haven't raked.
Wet leaves.
It's Mike Shope.
We used to be a society. We're living in a country where Halloween trick-or-treating happens on a Tuesday, which is good for no one.
And the Bulldog.
That's what you really want in a holiday. You want it to be negative EV for everybody involved.
Inconvenient for all. Should be Halloween's tagline. Halloween, inconvenient for all.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Well, that isn't from today. I mean,
it's a bunch of inaccuracies there.
It's day, not 40.
Day of the week.
It's not Tuesday.
Right.
It's not wet yet. It's better than Tuesday.
It's almost double 40.
It is. Record stuff.
Pretty nice.
But obviously, this is an outlier here. Halloween is usually not t-shirt and shorts.
No, not normal.
That made going today to our work Halloween party as a tennis player doable.
See, now, why did you have to go ahead and blow it? I was ready to guess.
We're gonna guess tennis player. No, I have a headband on.
I was gonna guess racquetball guy.
So racquetball.
I was close. I was racket sports. Yeah. We're in here for 45 minutes or so. You're not in a costume.
No.
And 10 minutes ago, this guy gets up, puts a blue headband on,
yeah,
and walks past me. It's like, I had a costume. I'm like, okay. So I'm figuring, I'll just have to guess when the show starts. Racquetball guy was what I settled on. Close. Tennis player, so is it basically everything you've got on with a headband?
Not at all. No, I had a tennis shirt, tennis shorts, socks worn up high.
Had the whole thing.
And old white tennis shoes, or formerly white, as these, I don't know why I would possibly still have them, but they've got grass stains on them from when I would cut the grass. That's like a decade ago, at the most recent.
Okay.
So, no, I had a hole and a racket and three balls.
All right.
Can of balls, racket, wristbands.
Wow.
No, it's not just any t-shirt, shorts, sandals.
Okay.
No.
I thought maybe the headband was the extent of the, and you're claiming a tennis player.
The headband is, here's the whole thing. The party ended. I came in here. I started to change. I changed my footwear. Then I'm going into the bathroom to change the rest of my clothes. I just left the headband in here and took everything else out to the car.
I see.
And as I got up 10 minutes ago, I'm like, I do still have that in here, right? And so I just grabbed it and put it on to excite you. Better than most this Halloween.
I don't think I was excited, but it piqued my curiosity. There was at least that. You got something.
How popular is Halloween?
I think it's probably never been more popular.
Oh, that's interesting.
I feel like young adults really embrace Halloween. It's not to say like when we were in our 20s that we didn't. I went to plenty of Halloween parties despite my current standing as, I guess I seem like a Grinch about Halloween. I like Halloween. I just don't like dressing up. I like handing out the candy. I like everybody enjoying it. I just don't really partake. But I'm not anti the holiday. So like I used to dress up and go to parties and do stuff. It was a big night, but I feel like it's not that people weren't creative back in the day. It's just like you can almost find anything you want on some corner of the internet and make almost any costume you want. And there's
That's
even
good, right?
Like, yeah, there's, you know, I would guess that there are tutorials about how to best do that. Just like there are on how to fix your toilet.
You know, there might have been a half dozen people, not a huge turnout ever for the Halloween party, but say out of like 30 people, a half dozen costumes that no doubt were considered like good costumes. And I really had no idea what they were.
Right.
Just specific references to like Marvel heroes.
Oh,
and,
sure, right. Yeah.
And
Frozen like, movies or
too,
like
too
some
clever.
Sort of...
too inside baseball for what?
Right.
Alice in Chains. Like somebody just did that, the whole thing, and was Alice in Chains.
Oh,
and,
wait. So they dressed up like Alice in Wonderland, but in chains?
Yes.
And was I like that a lot.
And I didn't really get it. So we voted, and I didn't vote for it, and she didn't win. Because
I would have voted
didn't
for
know what
well,
it was.
I didn't see everyone else, but and nor did I really see the caliber of this Alice in Chains costume. But I really like Alice in Chains as an idea.
Yeah, and I never got to the point of doing the question mark guy. Just I told you yesterday, I was not going to buy a suit.
There was
and slap question marks all over
you
it.
You needed to be doing that for the entire month. You waited until like the day before. It's not going
to
happen.
I'll just make a quilt next time if I'm going to commit a month to crafts to crafting. I've got a chart up from a website called Statista. Most popular holidays in the United States. This is as of last year. Halloween comes in 10th or 11th. Ahead of New Year's Eve.
Halloween comes in ahead of New Year's Eve?
Barely.
Okay.
I would not vote it ahead of New Year's Eve. I like New Year's Eve a lot more than Halloween.
I'm really struggling with 10 holidays that are ahead of both Halloween and New Year's Eve.
It's 9, maybe.
Sorry. Yeah, 9.
Yeah. It is. That's right. It is 10. Halloween is 10th.
10th. Okay. So there's not... Yeah, I mean, okay. Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Memorial Day. The best.
Memorial Day is ahead of Halloween and New Year's Eve.
Memorial Day is ahead of Christmas. And, you know, finally this country is showing some intelligence.
Wow.
Memorial Day is second to Thanksgiving in a tie, but maybe it had the better conference record. So it's listed above. It's not alphabetical. It had to have something listed above Christmas.
Is this your dad's website?
I don't know whose website
it is. What is going on over there? I don't want to be dogging Memorial Day. I mean, what the holiday stands for is very important.
Thank you.
Maybe the most important of holidays that we have, along with Veterans Day. But
it's also never on a Tuesday.
I'm a little stunned that it's that highly rated. It's just a springtime picnic holiday.
People love that.
Sure.
Veterans Day.
Really?
Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Labor Day.
Look, just get a
come on.
Every plow that list into a landfill.
Every one of
Mother's
these.
Mother's Day and I'm a father. I don't even care. I hate Father's Day.
Oh,
it's no fun for fathers. We gotta like
because you want to be alone.
We gotta put on like pleated shorts with a belt and go to someone's house and like no.
Watch the Open.
Yeah, but I'd rather do that, you know, myself.
Yeah, that's the dilemma with Father's Day.
Yeah.
Look, all these holidays in the top 9, except for Christmas, have an important common trait. They're always on the same day of the week. Okay. And a Monday, all Memorial right. Day, Labor Day,
yeah.
Even Martin Luther King Day when it's January. That Monday, how that, I've said it forever, how that opens up your Saturday and Sunday.
Sure.
How your mindset, you know, you can do more, you can travel even maybe if you have the Monday, and that's big. Halloween messes with you. It moves around all the time. And if it's on a weeknight, it's like, I do mean it when that clip from earlier, it's not 40 degrees today, but it's inconvenient for parents. You know, it's usually like pretty early in the evening when it gets going, and then you know.
Sure, I'm past it now. Like I'll have a kid stationed an adult child who still lives at home is really what I'm, more than a kid. But I'll have someone stationed at the house before I get home. But for, you know, obviously we've been doing this for more than 20 years now. A lot of years there, we just had to turn the light out. Someone's got hockey practice. Leo's with mom at hockey practice, and I'm here.
You're here.
And so, like, okay, just leave it dark. I'll turn everything on when I get home, and I'll start handing out candy at, 7:30. Just like, so, inconvenient is right.
So, costumes for the Bills game, then. I mean, a lot of people do that every week, but this would be that game. Halloween weekend.
That's what okay. Because a lot of I feel like teams like the Sabres did that on Saturday.
Last Saturday, that's right. And Bills were away,
even though they play this Friday.
I'm just saying, like, this would be the game to do it if you were going to wear a Halloween costume to a Bills game. It'd be this game,
I guess. I feel like once the holiday has passed, then it's over.
Really?
Yeah. Like ahead of time, fine. After,
I should have worn a Halloween costume to the Tennessee game.
Honestly, wearing a costume to a Bills game, I don't feel like you really need Halloween to do that.
Okay. Well,
it doesn't really set you apart.
I don't either. But I just mean that this would be, if fans are into it, this would be, I don't think the Tennessee game would be the game 2 weeks ago. I think it'd be this one.
Yeah.
But whatever. Good win or bad loss this week?
I'm going to go good win.
Okay.
I'm going to go good win.
By the way, I'm not asking Bulldog whether he's predicting the Bills will win or lose the game. I'm saying if they win, is it a good win? If they lose, is it a bad loss? One of those.
I feel like the record is a trap. Miami, I think, is still every bit the threat that they were in week two.
What did that look like?
I know, but, I'm over here telling you, give me another shot at Baltimore. Right? I mean, one game, that's how it goes. I still respect, especially with Tua back. If Tua wasn't back, this is a whole different thing. I mean, the spread is probably double what it is if Tua's not in there. But with Tua and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, like, their skills, I still feel like that's a team that could hurt you in any moment. I don't know how they're really going to stop the Bills, but I'm still respecting this as a division game. I don't want any sort of, we're so far. It's a big week for the whoever wants it more crowd. Like, if you believe that's who wins sporting events, the team, you decided who wants it more because of the standings or whatever. This is a classic matchup here. The Bills are kind of on autopilot in the division. It's hard to deny the lead they have. It's big. It's not insurmountable, but it's a big lead. It's a comfortable lead. And so, are they really going to be getting after? Here comes Miami and, like, season on the line type conversations about them at 2-5 already. So, I think if the Bills lose the game, somehow, some way, outside of blaming McDermott for punting on 4th-and-1 at the 45 or something, if that were to happen, they didn't want it as much. I think will be a convenient explanation, and who knows, it might even be right. I don't know. I'm just not treating it like some lousy 2-5 team. I respect Miami as a division opponent. I've always liked them way more than the Jets going into this year. And I think that still holds. I think the things about them that would worry me when the season began, I think, are still largely in place. All that speed. So I think you got a job to try to slow that down. I know they lost last week, but they did score 28 points.
I'm kind of in a way glad that Tua is back for this game. I think you might be right, by the way, that if he were not back, the line might be double what it is. We'll talk to Joe Ostrowski today. I think 6 is a curious number here. Joe is so well schooled in, like, what the numbers tell you, and that it's less than 7. You know how I am, maybe. Like, I just always, Bulldog would say, overthink it. So to me, I'm a little scared to bet the Bills at only 6 here at home against Miami, the way they've looked, the way both teams really have looked. But right on all that, like, throw out the Huntley games, the Skylar Thompson game for the Dolphins. I just think about, and this was kind of also week 2. I spent a lot of time that week. It was a short week. but still thinking about sort of what the Dolphins would feel going into that game. What happened last year? What's happened for the better part of the last 5 years with the Bills? Even games where the Bills didn't need it for any reason, like the finale the 1 year, they came here and lost by 30.
Yeah.
You know, just like the Bills have so owned the Dolphins, quintessentially Allen, but the whole thing, and last year being such a kind of crushing finish to the season for Miami, not just losing the division by their late slump, but losing it to the Bills at home in week 18. Like, it's always seemingly like kind of the worst beat for them in this rivalry. And then there's week two, new season, they got away with their opener. The Bills struggled, but they both won in week one. And okay, here we go. Fine. Now mm-hmm. now we'll win, right? New season and at home, a good starting team versus last year where they fell apart, weather got cold or whatever you want. And it was not close. Like that game in week two, the Bills just continue to pull the rug out on the Dolphins. And then Tua is injured and he's not back until last week. When he got that contract this offseason, I mean, I think a Joe, really. Like, somebody's kind of leading the charge, if you will, for, yeah, he's not worth it. And you're better off just moving on, which they're not going to do. They've been to the playoffs. They're in that kind of purgatory group where you're probably not good enough to win a championship, but you're good enough to not fire people.
Right.
Which the Dolphins also were with Tannehill, by the way. Like, they were kind of the same condition. But, all right, so this is what happens. You sort of grin and bear it. He gets the money. And, okay, maybe this year will be different. Now you're 2-5. And his being injured, I mean, that's part of his story. Like, you can't predict that stuff, but you run that risk with him. Maybe more so than with other guys. Like, that probably is fair to say.
I think that is fair, yeah.
So now you're 2-5. Now you're coming here. Is it really nothing to lose? No. Because one of these years, you have to flip the script on the Bills. Or else, then we're just going to churn through another coach and all new people again, with or without Tua at quarterback. And again, like him individually, that's what's great about sports, you know? To sound like I'm from in the locker room for once, you always get another chance. You know, as long as you're mm-hmm. in it, mm-hmm. every year, start over, you get another chance. And this is, for him, that next opportunity to finally win here.
Yeah.
Which that has not happened yet
mm-hmm.
for him, playoffs included, although he was hurt. It's just been a long time now. Not Bills Patriots long.
No.
Not 0 for the 70s long.
Not even half of that. Right.
But long enough, including a postseason loss. And when are the Dolphins going to actually do it? I mean, one of these times they will.
Right. As good as the Bills were against the Dolphins in the 90s, there were still games within that where the Dolphins got them, even here in Orchard Park. So Louis Oliver comes to mind. Maybe that's the only one. I don't remember how many there were, but you didn't just stomp them. And that's definitely in my thinking here. The pressure that Miami would be feeling to sort of keep the whole thing going even. They can want it. That's why I made the comment about it's a big week for the who wants it more. Because, you know, the want to should be weighted heavily on Miami's side. But that assumes that the Bills don't care. And I'm not willing to do that at all. But I'm definitely respecting the Dolphins and what they could have been. I'll stop short of saying should have been this year. Because like you said, the injury thing, I mean, the injury thing's in the window with any team, but with a guy who's had his history, maybe it's even more in the window. And maybe that pressure to beat the Bills is why he allows himself to be tackled the way he got tackled in that game instead of getting down and being safe when he already had, I think, first down yardage, if I remember the play correctly. It really kind of didn't make sense. But that might be competitiveness getting away from someone in a situation where they're feeling every bit of we can't beat this team when it really matters, and you know, we're tired of bowing down to them. Let me show you how tough and good we are. I'm gonna go take a hit at the 5 yard line or wherever it was, and we know how it ended. He's been out of more than a month now. So I just still think The coach and the scheme and the speed are challenges. The Bills have had answers for those challenges, in particular against this coach and against this quarterback and those skill players. But I still think that they are the receivers. They're elite in that they have elite traits. And same with some of the running backs. I mean, they're some of the fastest skill players in the sport. And anytime you're getting on the field with that, you know, I'd be stunned if the Dolphins won the game 31-24 or something. I mean, I just think that there's a lot of talent there. You know, so it's not, to me, there'd be nothing, it would feel bad to lose to a 2-5 team that you have a chance to almost put to sleep for the year if you get them here. Kind of like you did with the Jets a couple of weeks ago. Jets still haven't woken up. They haven't won since. So it would sting, but I would not say bad loss. I still think that's a good football team over there.
All right. I will agree. I really didn't have a side before asking you, but it doesn't really feel like a game I would call a bad loss either. The Dolphins are still respectable enough, and the record, the record is not where I don't want to just stare at the record and leave it at that, you know? And the way, it always goes both ways. The way the Bills have dominated them, I don't know, like my instinct is, uh-oh.
Why should that continue?
I mean, just right.
I said yesterday, Tyreek Hill's got, what, a high of 53 yards with the Dolphins against the Bills?
Regular season.
Okay. Oh, what, did he have a big game in that playoff game?
No, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't big. It was bigger.
Okay.
Might have been like 69.
Okay. But sure, like, when does that change? Well, maybe Sunday. You know, I mean, you know, law of averages, that kind of thing. I don't know. It's all just a long way to go to say I respect them. I still do, even though they have a lousy record.
The Bills have won 12 out of 13 against Miami, including the one playoff game after the 22 season, Skylar Thompson. Connor is with us. Hi, Connor.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to ask if you think if the Dolphins lose this game and they lose it in a similar fashion to week two, does that put McDaniel on the hot seat? My thinking is, Sal always talks about how some of these organizations seem to fail quarterbacks. And I think McDaniel's scheme is starting to, in my opinion, be the exception to that. And I'm wondering if his scheme is becoming almost unplayable, independent of quarterback. And what are your thoughts? So I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Well, I think it certainly hurt him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
That they were as inept as they were without Tua. We've seen other teams. Green Bay comes to mind this year. where, you know, a stud top level quarterback goes out and you still find, you find different ways to do it. And they really just could not do, they were inept on offense without Tua. And so, you know, there's always going to be a drop off, but I think that could stick to him. The thing about him is, though, they're now committed to Tua with that contract. And it seems that Tua really, like, McDaniel unlocked him, right? He, Tua's talked publicly about this, how just a mess he was mentally playing under Brian Flores and what a breath of fresh air McDaniel was for him. So it's tough. Like, I think you can make a case that he did a pretty poor job while Tua was out. But if you're moving forward with Tua, which I would assume you are, provided he's healthy, I'd have a tough time seeing his job going away. You know, the rest of these games will matter to that. If they end up still looking kind of stuck here, especially as we get into the winter, like, you know, they bogged down late last year, then maybe you can get there a little more. But I think it would take more than one bad year because of the relationship with the quarterback and the credit that McDaniel gets for really elevating Tagovailoa to the point that he is. You know, he got the contract and he led the league in passing yards last year. It's a big deal. So I'd be surprised if he were in real trouble.
I just think it simply depends on how bad it gets. You know, what happens in the second half? 803-0550, talking Bills Dolphins Sunday at 1 here on WGR. Joe Ostrowski at 4 as Week 9 gets going tonight. Interesting game to talk about tonight as well. Houston and the Jets. Finally, the Jets getting some attention. A standalone game. And also, Sal will join us at 5. Talk some Sabres, too. We'd love to hear from you. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
The reality of the situation is they're too talented to be 2-5 with all the stars they have on their team. So it's really an onus on those guys, the guys who are paid the most, to step up and lead them out of this deep hole. And a lot of the guys say they think they can do it. So I'm eager to see what level of fight, what level of grit they have, because that's been the question mark of this team. It hasn't been their talent. It's been their physicality and their grit.
Reporter Cameron Wolf on the Dolphins yesterday on One Bills Live, WGR. Their schedule is not pretty. They need, if you think a team needs 10 wins to make the playoffs, which this year it might not, 9 might make it for somebody, but if you think it's 10, that means the Dolphins have to go 8-2 the rest of the season. At Buffalo, at the Rams, Raiders, Patriots, at Green Bay on Thanksgiving night. Jets, at Houston, San Francisco, at Cleveland, and then at the Jets. It's road games. It's, if the Rams looked good last week, I don't know, but still Bills, Packers, Niners, Texans, 8-2. They better win here.
Yep. They really better. And, you know, if they can come in here, everything we talked about in the first segment, you know, how they might feel or view, you know, this opponent, you know, the Bills, playing the Bills, beating the Bills, I'll bet there'd be a lot of talk about, okay, you know, they did something they have a real tough time doing, and now it's springboard time. You know, like we got right, we did a thing that we have a tough time doing, and sure, we're still, you know, long way to go, but I think emotionally could be really big for them. And conversely, you know, that's why the want to part of this, I think, is something to consider this week. They drop it, it's like, we, you know, what does it even matter? We can't beat that team anyway, would be an easy place to get to. I don't know that, you know, a lot of guys would, but man, I'd suspect that some would at least be thinking, like, what are we even doing here? You know, like, we can't beat that team, and now we're 2-6, and they're 8-2, or 7-2, excuse me.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, you don't want to talk too much about the race being over, because obviously it isn't, but Miami would have to go 8-2 to get to 10 wins. The Jets would have to go 8-1 to get to 10 wins. That seems preposterous. And so if they don't, if second place, and New England, I don't know, I don't even want to look at their schedule. If second place is 9 wins, the Bills are, what is it, 4-5. In their last 9 games away from
winning the AFC East. That isn't going to be the one seed, obviously.
Right.
But that's all it takes. They do have a game left with the Jets. They do have a game left with Miami, both at home. Miami, of course, this weekend. And then two left with the Patriots at the very end, week 16 and 18 of the season. It really, I mean, again, it's not, I have the luxury of not playing for the team. I don't, it's not prohibited when if I want to look ahead, you know? And it's really the Chiefs are the team I think I care about the most right now. Not even the Texans, because the Texans have the edge on the Bills too with the head-to-head and the same record. It's really just, we've talked about this the other day, two seed, three seed, four seed. You know, the Bills have been in that group every year here these last 4 years. And you're far from dead, obviously, if you're in that group. You don't have to get the one to win. The one is better, and that comes down to the Chiefs, probably. The Ravens have three losses and have lost to Kansas City. And Houston, I just don't think, is good enough. What does it tell you that the Jets are favored against Houston? I mean, that's weird.
It really is odd, yes.
Evan Abrams had a stat on that you'll like. Because I think the Jets are the right side, but of course I do. When do I not? Six times since 1990, only six times since 1990, has there been this much of a gap in the standings between teams where the team with the worst record was favored.
Mm-hmm.
And those teams are 6-0, by the way, in those games. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's minus 20-point differential versus plus 9. I didn't realize how much the Jets kicker was costing them games. The Bills game and a couple others.
Yeah. He missed something. He hit the upright, I think, in New England in that loss. Like he missed I saw Francesa screaming about it. It must have happened. I'm torn there. You know, like I think in the big picture, both results could be appealing to me. You know, like the
tonight.
Like give me another shovel full of dirt to throw on the Jets. You know, 2-7. Oh my God! Like just forget it. It's over. But you know, Houston does have the same record as you, and they do have a head-to-head on you. So I might not mind if the Jets beat them. Because I just don't think they're going to get completely off the mat. You know, I've said here for a few weeks now, since Rodgers had the week where he looked really good, I think against New England on a Thursday night, like, okay, he can have the day here and there. It's just not going to happen with regularity. So, you know, if he wants to have a night tonight and ding the Texans, that'll work for me, provided he goes back to sleep afterward, which I would expect. So I don't think I'd mind a Jet win tonight. I would think, and I'm guessing when we pick this game later, you're going to pick the Jets. So I'm likely going to finally separate from you on a Thursday and take Houston. But I wouldn't hate either result, I guess, you know. But I also think, you know, in the big picture, Kansas City should be, you know, for all the one game at a time stuff, if the Bills need something to keep them really invested in this week and even next week against Indianapolis, the Chiefs coming here in a couple of weeks should be all you really need. Because they have to know, they know who's gotten hurt and who hasn't, and having to play to the wire, how much it's taken out of them physically and emotionally. So I'd still be rooting if I'm on the team. I'm going to try to take care of my business. I know I've got the Chiefs coming in here, and I still think that they are vulnerable, even though they have a perfect record. All I need is for them to drop one between here and there, and I've got two looks at that, and that's why I want to keep winning. I know I'm way ahead of Miami, but what I need to do is go into that Chief game, back of them by one, beat them head-to-head, and now I'm the one. It's that easy. I mean, I need help from Tampa. Who does Kansas City play after that? It's
Denver.
Even easier, probably.
They go home to Tampa this Monday night, home to Denver, at Buffalo, home Carolina. I'm not sure the Carolina game's away or home, but that's their game after the Bills. Yeah. Dennis is next. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, guys. It's just funny you bring up this Tua conversation. I find this to be a really interesting week. you know, I'm confident in the Bills' ability to beat them just because of the past and what's been going on. But I feel like with Tua in particular, I mean, here's a guy that this is the one team that always shuts him down. So there's that hurdle to get over. And then there is such a mental part to the game that it just can't be denied. He's also – this is the team that's also knocked him out for long stretches of time, ended his season 1 year, really. And when he can't get anything going just on the play side, then there's got to be that thought in the back of his head, like, that they're coming after me constantly. It is a difficult sport, you know. Obviously, it's a very physical sport, but mentally there is in every athlete. I just feel like there's definitely a part that you wonder where their breaking point is, and I don't know if he might be there with the Bills. It's just an interesting thing that to be looking at this particular week as he's come back, and now like he only had one game as a buffer to play the team again. That knocks him out every time they seem to play him. I just wonder if he's just going to kind of shrivel up. I don't really know. I mean, he's a pro athlete. He probably won't. But there's a breaking point for everybody.
We'll see what we get. He is 1-7 in 8 starts against the Bills. And as Dennis implies, like he hasn't finished a few of those games. Even the one year the Bills went there and early in the season and won, I think, 35-0. And Epinesa knocked him out really early. He left that game, and I think Brissett played the rest of that game.
I think that's right. Yeah, I tend to forget about that one. When he said that twice, like, did that end his season? Because the year where Milano hit him, and you know it was a back injury, not a head injury. He didn't leave that game. Like that was at the end of the half. He may have left right then, but he came back in the second half.
And that's his only win.
Okay,
in the series.
Right, in the heat. And then the next week, he got hurt and then was out for the rest of the year. That was the scene in Cincinnati with the fencing pose and the whole thing. But yeah, that's right. Epinesa did get him that other time. And then, of course, what happened in September.
He is 1-7 against the Bills. 7 touchdown passes, 10 interceptions. He is 11-0 combined against the Patriots and Jets. I mean, I don't know what the comparison is. Just the stuff Dennis is talking about and we're talking about, like what the Bills would represent to him. He might be the type of guy that there's just no difference. I'm just going to go out and play.
Right.
I don't think players are likely to be as obsessed with the rivalry stuff as the fans are. But it might also be that he knows all this and is sort of distracted by it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to beat them if I'm going to be anything. You know, it's just, that's the state of the Dolphins, McDaniel and Tua, like the whole thing. And he is 11-0 against the other teams in the AFC East. So I was thinking about it while Dennis was talking, like what is a comparison to that where the team is good? You mentioned the Dolphins in the 90s. It's Dan Marino. Like they were in the playoffs. They were better, I think, on balance than these Dolphins. Maybe not always, but just... It was a tougher rivalry,
yes,
head-to-head than this has been. This has been a one-sided rivalry. And I thought of maybe like a college coach. Remember, are you old enough to remember when college coaches stayed in jobs?
Oh, sure. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so Ohio State-Michigan has been a rivalry where one team has dominated for long stretches going back to like the 80s. You know, like when I was an Ohio State fan in the 90s, it could never beat Michigan. And then it flipped the other way with Tressel. And just like Lloyd Carr or John Cooper was the Ohio State coach for many of those Ohio State losses. Like, he's John Cooper. He's the guy that, like, they win all the time. Dolphins don't win all the time, but you know.
They're a contender. They're good. But they got this one problem.
They've got this one, the team up north.
Right.
Go figure.
Right.
It's John Cooper and Tua both have a problem called the team up north. I wonder if Tua would say Buffalo Bills. Cooper, well, Woody Hayes would not say Michigan.
Right.
Just the team up north, which there should be more of that.
Sure, that was entirely believable. I mean, you got a coach who's, you know, famous for slugging players on the sidelines.
Well,
you know, you're going to believe that he really doesn't like the opponent.
Yeah. famous for slugging players. Don't ever do that once, coaches.
That's right.
Don't ever do it once, because then listen how you could be branded. He did do that. Was his last game, right?
Yeah. And
that was he was over.
Yeah.
After that,
it was the end of that.
The
yeah.
The Gator Bowl, I want to say.
I can't remember that. I know it was a bowl game.
Clemson.
I know that too.
I think I watched it for my grandmother's house.
I don't remember.
You don't remember if I watched it?
Right.
Should I put the headband back on? Just keep us going. Joe Ostrowski coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. Joe Ostrowski coming up in about 12 minutes. BetQL. The Bills injury report is out for today. There are 19 players on it, which is a lot when you consider there's like, what, 30 guys on the team? Added to the injury report today, Christian Benford with a wrist problem, limited. That can be something that happened. This is what happened with Oliver. But it can happen different ways. Even if like the media doesn't get to watch the whole practice, gets hurt, goes back on the field, there's only so much that Sal and anybody will know. But it is something new because he didn't have this injury designation yesterday, Benford.
He didn't. I thought I saw his name on there yesterday, but he practiced in full.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe he didn't have that.
Yeah, I think the limited is new.
Okay.
He was there yesterday. Yeah.
Okay, good. Sorry.
Codrington, I think, is new. That happened today in practice. I don't know who the other couple of new guys are from yesterday.
But. You're right. If I'd read Sal, I would have known that, because Sal wrote he goes from full to limited.
Right.
Which probably means he was on the report yesterday, which is what you're saying.
Yes.
So good.
Yes.
Cooper still limited. So too Samuel and Bernard.
And I saw evidence of a healthy amount of protective wrapping on Cooper's, I think it's his left hand that is bothering him. So we'll see what that all ends up meaning for him. But limited 2 days in a row. I mean, at least he's out there. I did see footage of him catching balls, but I think, the wrist. So obviously, it's being protected to some extent.
Sure. Eddie is next. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys. Just real quick, if you can keep me on the line until you guys are done with your comments, because I'm calling from Florida, and I won't be able to hear your comments because I wouldn't be able to switch back to Odyssey. Thanks, guys. Bulldog, it's been a while. I don't think I've talked to you since you've been on WBEN when I used to live in Western New York. Then.
Mike and I have been together since 2003, so it's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. But I guess it's somewhat taboo to root for your division rival, but I'd really like to see the Jets win tonight because I don't think that they're going anywhere. And I really would like to get a game or two up on Houston if possible. I think Houston's susceptible to dump a couple games here and there. And then Baltimore also, we've seen it last week. They squandered leads, and, they did it again. And plus, we have the ability here to kind of, I'm glad that we have Kansas City and San Francisco at home. Because Detroit is going to be a big obstacle to have to go on the road. I'm almost kind of looking at that game as that we might have to chalk up an L. I just hope that they don't, get shredded because Detroit seems to have the ability. I'm looking down the schedule, but they have the ability to put up, 40 points, against anybody. I mean, they're just clicking on all cylinders offensively.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's a long ways off.
They scored 50, only throwing 85 yards last week. So, yeah, Detroit can be explosive.
Did you see in that game they had one drive longer than 26 yards?
You mentioned that the other day. Yeah.
And they scored 52
points?
It's
crazy. Listen, we talked already about it. Taboo, whatever. Like, I agree with the caller. I don't think the Jets are going to be a threat even if they get this game tonight. So it's close to me, though, because aesthetically, the Jets just burning and continuing to burn. Like, the fire departments are going to stop coming. They're just going to, it's a loss. We're just going to just let it burn. Wait till it smolders, and then we'll just shovel everything away. Like, we're getting to that point with the Jets, and every loss inches you closer to that. So, that has some appeal. But I think the right place to be in the big picture is ding Houston if you can. So, like, I'm all right either way, but I think if I had to lean one way, it would be I'd rather have Houston get the loss.
I think Houston has the potential to fall apart. I don't think that that's sturdy at all. Maybe their division is just too lousy for them to get run down, but at the Jets, they're an underdog. Detroit next. At Dallas, Dallas has some potential, you know, like they're not the worst. Tennessee at Jacksonville, bye week, Miami at the Chiefs, Ravens at Tennessee to end it. They're 6-2. I could see that going to like 10-7 or worse.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're great. I mean, they haven't been great. You say it all the time. Now they've lost Diggs. They'll get Collins back next week. That's big. But one or two more injuries. They can't protect Stroud either. They want to run the ball. They're doing that well enough. But their passing game is limited because he can't get passes off. Like, just no time to throw. And now his two top receivers are out. I mean, you want to know why the Jets are favored. It's somewhat in the statistics, but it's also like kind of the eye test with the Texans. Mm-hmm. Anthony Richardson's so bad, he can't continue after 10 NFL starts. They won that game by a field goal last week at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the Texans thing is very shaky. Joe Ostrowski next. We might throw that one at him. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.